Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present Think Fast, Mr. Peters, by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Read by Stephen Bowlby. Chapter 1. Two German shepherds named Trudy and Heidi were about to claw their way through the cardboard door to the victory window of I. Magnon on Wilshire in the hope that they could tear me into spam salad. The dogs were under the mistaken impression that I had, a few minutes earlier, shot a store guard named Murchison. If I hadn't dropped my gun in the menswear department, I'd have shot the dogs. No one would have blamed me. No one trusted German shepherds. It was unpatriotic. People who owned them had started dropping the German and calling the dogs shepherds. But those of us who had been around for more than half a decade weren't falling for it. Those Nazi dogs were the enemy. If we put Japanese Americans in prison camps for having Japanese ancestors, why weren't we interning dogs whose names were a challenge to the war effort? My back was against the flimsy door, which shook with the assault by Trudy and Heidi. The dogs snarled, growled, and sank their teeth and claws into the door, which had been built for show and not for privacy or protection. I knew what the furry duo could do. They had already shredded the sleeve of my jacket and ripped the left knee of my pants. My knee was bleeding from a lunge by Heidi, just as I had slammed the window door. I reached down with one hand and kept my shoulders pressed against the door. My heels began to slip, but my fingers touched a chair near the table in the window. Rudy Valley had sat in the chair that very afternoon, selling U.S. war savings bonds and stamps and autographing stamp albums and war...